T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, a new study from NYU shows the people who move New Yorkers were more likely to be infected with COVID-19 than we originally thought. WCBS reporter Peter Haskell joins us now. Well, Peter, what did we learn about the health of our transit workers?
This study found 1 in 4 transit workers were infected with COVID, which is a significant number. Some of these people could have been asymptomatic, and the fact is, the results were based on either antibodies tests, COVID tests, or a doctor telling someone they were sick. Robin Kershaw is an epidemiologist. She was the leader of this project. She believes many of these workers were infected while on the job. She determined that by looking at zip codes where they lived and looking at the infection rate there, and according to Dr. Kershaw, a lot of people who lived in low infection zip codes ended up getting the coronavirus.
Well, the MTA says they aren't buying this. What are the officials saying?
NYU says 24% of workers were infected. The MTA says their numbers show it's more like 7%. Sarah Feinberg, who is the MTA, the transit, New York City Transit president, is skeptical based on the fact the NYU numbers are based on self-reporting. So workers say they were sick. She says the sample size is too small, and she feels the numbers are unreliable.
Well, if there is a greater number of MTA workers who were infected, what's the impact?
According to Dr. Kershaw, who's a researcher, a great number of workers reported feeling concerned or anxious when they go to work. She is worried this could lead to PTSD or other mental health problems, and she compares it to the stress one would find during another or any other kind of disaster, including 9/11.
That's WCBS reporter Peter Haskell.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.